Welcome to Dead White Guys. I'm your host, Jason Rennie. Well, thanks for tuning into episode 18 of Dead White Guys. Who'd have thought we'd get this far? Anyway, today's reading will consist of a response by Gourlion to Anselm's ontological argument that we presented last week. Well, without further ado, on to today's reading. If one doubts or denies the existence of a being of such a nature that nothing greater than it can be conceived, he receives this answer. The existence of this being is proved, in the first place, by the fact that he himself, in his doubt or denial regarding this being, already has it in his understanding. For in hearing it spoken of, he understands what is spoken of. It is proved, therefore, by the fact that what he understands must exist not only in his understanding, but in reality also. And the proof of this is as follows. It is a greater thing to exist, both in the understanding and in reality, than in the understanding alone. And if this being is in the understanding alone, whatever has even in the past existed in reality will be greater than this being. And so that which was greater than all beings will be less than some being, and will not be greater than all, which is a manifest contradiction. And hence, that which is greater than all, already proved to be in the understanding, must exist not only in the understanding, but also in reality. For otherwise, it will not be greater than all other things. The fool may make this reply. This being is said to be, in my understanding already, only because I understand what is said. Now could it not, with equal justice, be said that I have in my understanding all manner of unreal objects, having absolutely no existence in themselves, because I understand these things, if one speaks of them, whatever they may be? Unless indeed it is shown that this being is of such a character that it cannot be held in concept like all unreal objects, or objects whose existence is uncertain, and hence I am not able to conceive of it when I hear of it, or to hold it in concept, but I must understand it, and I have it in my understanding, because it seems I cannot conceive of it in any other way than by understanding it, that is, by comprehending in my knowledge its existence in reality. But if this is the case, in the first place, there will be no distinction between what has precedence in time, namely, the having of an object in the understanding, and what is subsequent in time, namely, the understanding that an object exists. As in the example of the picture, which exists first in the mind of the painter and afterwards in his work. Moreover, the following assertion can hardly be accepted. That this being, which is spoken of and heard of, cannot be conceived not to exist in a way which even God can be conceived not to exist. For if it is impossible, what was the object of this argument against one who doubts or denies the existence of such a being? Finally, that this being so exists that it cannot be perceived by an understanding convinced of its own indubitable existence, unless this being is afterward conceived of, this should be proved to be by an indisputable argument, but not by that which you have advanced, namely, that what I understand, when I hear it, already is in my understanding. For thus, in my understanding, as I still think, could be all sorts of things whose existence is uncertain, or which do not exist at all, if someone whose words I should understand mentioned them. And so much the more if I should be deceived, as often happens, and believe in them, though I do not yet believe in the being whose existence you would prove. Hence, your example of the painter, who already has in his understanding what he is to paint, cannot agree with this argument. For the picture, before it was made, is contained in the artificer's art itself, and any such thing existing in the art of an artificer is nothing but a part of his understanding itself. A joiner, St. Augustine says, when he is about to make a box, in fact, first has it in his art. The box which is made, in fact, is not life, but the box which exists in his art is life. For the artificer's soul lives in which all these things are, before they are produced. Why then are these things life in the living soul of the artificer, unless because they are nothing else than the knowledge or understanding of the soul itself? With the exception, however, of those facts which are known to pertain to the mental nature, whatever one being heard and throughout by the understanding is perceived to be real, undoubtedly that real object is one thing, and the understanding itself, by which the object is grasped, in another. Hence, even if it were true that there is a being than which nothing greater is conceivable, yet to this being, when heard of and understood, the not yet created picture in the mind of the painter is not analogous. Let us notice also the point touched on above, with regard to this being, which is greater than all which can be conceived, and which it is said can be none other than God himself. Isofar as actual knowledge of the object, either from its specific or general characteristics, is concerned, am as little able to conceive of this being when I hear of it, or to have it in my understanding, as I am to conceive or understand God himself, whom indeed for this very reason I can conceive not to exist. For I do not know the reality itself which God is, nor can I form a conjecture of that reality from some other like reality. For you yourself assert that the reality is such that there is nothing else like it. For suppose that I should hear something said of a man absolutely unknown to me, of which very existence I was unaware. Though that special or general knowledge by which I know what man is or what men are, I could conceive of him also according to the reality itself, which man is. And yet it would be possible, if the person who told me of him deceived me, that the man himself, of whom I am conceived, did not exist. Since that reality according to which I conceived of him, through a no less indisputable fact, was not that man, but any man. Hence I am not able, in the way in which I should have this unreal being in concept or in understanding, to have that being of which you speak in concept or in understanding. When I hear the word God, or the words, a being greater than all other beings, for I can conceive of the man according to a fact that is real and familiar to me. But of God, or of a being greater than all others, I could not conceive at all, except merely according to the word, and an object can hardly or never be conceived according to the word alone. For when it is so conceived, it is not so much the word itself, which is indeed a real thing, that is, the sound of the letters and syllables, as the signification of the word, when heard, that is conceived. But it is not conceived as by one who knows what is generally signified by the word, by whom that is, it is conceived according to the reality and in true conception alone. It is conceived as by a man who does not know the object, and conceives of it only in accordance with the movement of his mind, produced by hearing the word, the mind attempting to imagine for itself the signification of the word that it heard. And it would be surprising if the reality of fact it could ever attain to this. Thus it appears, and in no other way, this being is also in my understanding, when I hear and understand a person who says that there is a greater than all conceivable beings, so much for the assertion that this supreme nature already is in the understanding. Well, that brings us to the end of today's reading. I've decided to break Gourlion's reply over two different casts, because it's sort of complicated and technical, and you probably need to listen to it twice. Well, I know I need to. Anyway, if you have any feedback about the podcast, you can email me, deadwhiteguys@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on our blog, deadwhiteguys.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening again, and as usual, this podcast is copyright Jason Rennie 2005 and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives Non-Commercial License. Thanks for listening, until next time.